Another week, another 5-minute bonus episode. I hope you like these little short ones that I do each week. They're based on my weekly Patreon episodes that come out each Monday. Only those episodes are 15 minutes, like my free monthly episodes are. I'll tell you that so you don't wonder why I started making these short episodes. There's a reason for it. I'm not just producing less content for you, quite the opposite, in fact. I seem to be constantly making podcast stuff. And if you appreciate what I put together, please show your support over on Patreon. The link is in the show notes, as always. I'm not a salesman, but if I don't mention it, then no one signs up, and we all miss out. So hopefully, giving you the hard sell isn't too annoying for you. If it is, at least you've got something new to talk to your therapist about. Or anybody, really. Anybody that's willing to sit down and listen to you complain and moan about stuff. Although, I wouldn't recommend it for most people, if I'm honest. Because there's this myth that venting your problems with a friend, moaning about your life, makes us feel better. But research actually suggests otherwise. Now, like I always say, there are no 100% rules to live by, but study after study does seem to suggest that if we try to tackle the things that upset us with anger alone, it encourages the brain to replay the event that upset us. I've heard many people say, if you're angry at someone, then rather than take it out on them, take it out on a punch bag, a pillow or something. Go and hit those instead and imagine you're hitting the person that hurt you and you'll feel better. It's more often not the case though, because there's no solutions provided. Now, you've maybe heard me say before quite a few thousand times, the brain can't separate fact from fiction. If you imagine an event, you end up reliving it as well. So don't complain about something unless you have a solution to the problem in your mind. And if there's no solution to it, then reliving it is probably not going to help, no matter how big or small the problem is. Complaining about having bad parents, wallowing in self-pity doesn't help. You just relive the past traumas. But talking about your traumas with the purpose of teaching your brain that it is the past and to gain insight and have corrective experiences with another person, now that's different. That's therapy. But sitting on the sofa and moaning about some rubbish advert on the telly isn't going to make you feel that the world is a very attractive place. Now, I'm just as guilty of that as anybody else, but fortunately I'm also a psychotherapist who's aware of it and stops. But it definitely makes me feel something positive in the moment to complain about those adverts. Some element of superiority, maybe, to watch a crappy advert, turn to my wife and say, "Who rejected other ideas in favour of that? What the heck? No, Snoop, I won't just eat. You've just crapped all over my late teens and early 20s with that. No good comes from this, though." I might feel slightly superior in the moment, but what tends to happen is you develop an unconscious expectation that you can't be entertained, that you can't be satisfied, that you can't be happy, all because you got annoyed at the Halifax using clips of Ghostbusters on their TV advert. So, in order to not see the world as a place of dissatisfaction, what do we need to do? Well, what helps is finding an alternative, a solution, something preferred, so that instead of just complaining about the advert and training my brain to only look for reasons to be annoyed, I need to look for a positive replacement and turn to my wife and instead say, "Oh, what a crap advert. They should have parodied Ghostbusters and did it in their own way, not just paid for clips from the film." That sort of thing. So if you feel the need to whinge and moan to somebody about a bad meal in a restaurant, don't just say, "It was bad," and talk about how bad it was. Look for how it could have been improved. Instead, say, "I'd have preferred them to have cleaned the table before we sat down," or, "I'd rather they gave us a bit more time to eat before they rushed us out the door." If you concentrate on the problem, it narrows down our view of the world, and that's the same no matter what we're complaining about. So be careful how you complain, enjoy your week, and I'll speak to you again in one shape or form again very, very soon. Take care.